Oswald Chambers, March the 18th, will I bring myself up to this level? Oswald starts with 2 Corinthians 7:1, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And he asks us this initial question. He starts off, I claim God's promises for my life and look to their fulfillment, and rightly so, but that shows only the human perspective on them. God's perspective is that through his promises, I will come to recognize his claim of ownership on me. My first question to you is, do you want that? Do you want to go deeper in your relationship with Jesus? Do you want to go deeper into the kingdom so that you more and more are conformed to the likeness of his son, Jesus? Do you want to more and more be one with Jesus? Don't give me the Sunday school answer. You have to ask yourself that, because if you don't want it, and I mean want it because you have now recognized this is the absolute best way to live my life, first. Secondly, or maybe even firstly, I am so filled with gratitude for what he has done for me that, yes, I absolutely want this. I am compelled to follow and go deeper. Oswald says, God formed his son in me through sanctification, setting me apart from sin and making me holy in his sight. He has done that when you are born again. You are holy in his sight without blame, without accusation, no blemishes. Isn't that amazing? But then Oswald says, but I must begin to transform my natural life into spiritual life by obedience to him. And I would say that because he has formed his son in you through sanctification, setting you apart from sin and making you holy in his sight, wouldn't you therefore, out of gratitude, want to begin to transform your natural life into a spiritual life through obedience to him? Wouldn't you be compelled to obey him out of love and gratitude? Oswald goes on to say, and when he brings you this conviction of sin in the smallest details of life, do not confer with flesh and blood. I will have men come to me and sit down and say, Sam, I want to talk to you about this issue in my life. Do you think this is a sin? And all I have to do is look at them, because they know that by asking the question, is this a sin, they know full well it is a sin. And you know full well it is a sin. Are you rebellious and defiant in your heart? Be honest with yourself on this. Or are you, because the answer is yes in some ways, and certainly in various ways. And are you willing to start surrendering, to start forming the mind of Christ in your mind, capturing every thought and make it obedient to Christ? This is your responsibility. Holy Spirit will move inside of you and he'll do the heavy lifting, but you must decide that you want this and therefore you will pursue this.